Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor has spent many hours organizing tonight's banquet. He's a Twin Cities native, graduate of Washburn High in Minneapolis and Gustavus Adolphus College and St. Peter. He's been a member of Ducks Unlimited for more than a quarter of a century, and for the past 5 years has been a national trustee of the organization. He has traveled throughout the state representing Ducks Unlimited and has promoted and worked on development of new chapters, fundraising dinners, and many Ducks Unlimited events. He's a past Hennepin County Ducks Unlimited chairman and is co-chairman of the Metropolitan Ducks Unlimited sponsor program. For him, Ducks Unlimited is a family affair. His 16-year-old and 11-year-old sons have been Ducks Unlimited members since birth. He's also a member of North American Wildlife Foundation, the Minnesota Association of Farmers, Landowners, and Sportsmen, and Minnesota Waterfowl Association. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor, chairman of tonight's Twin Cities Metro South Ducks Unlimited 30th Annual Banquet, is Denny Cumlin of Orono, Minnesota.
We set a speed record on the Great Lakes with fresh ideas from Alice Chalmers. I'm Joe Garagiola for Alice Chalmers Corporation. The biggest ship on the Great Lakes is an ore carrier that's 3 football fields long and carries 59,000 tons. It used to take days to unload a ship that size. Now, less than 12 hours, thanks to something called a loop belt conveyor. Made by Alice Chalmers subsidiary, Stevens Adamson, it sandwiches bulk materials between continuous running belts. Practically turns a ship inside out. It means more trips per shipping season, more raw materials for American industry. An example of Alice Chalmers' fresh ideas helping to meet basic world needs for minerals, food, water, air, and energy. Fresh ideas from Alice Chalmers.
Twins play at Milwaukee tonight. Nice going, Twins. Winning last night by a score of 15-2.
15-2.
50 degrees, 7 minutes past 8.
You say the Vikings won?
Yeah.
15-2.
Right.
Vikings?
They went for 2 points in that second touchdown. And now Boone and Erickson, Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson, and we'd like to dedicate today's show to a man who is no longer with us, the guy who wrote yesterday's joke.
Today on our show, economist Dr. Walter Hecker. Dr. Hecker, what is the economic lesson of the day?
If your outgo is greater than your income, your upkeep will be your downfall.
Thank you.
Yes, our senator is here again. He'll be here today, too.
How are you, son?
Yeah, fine. You're here, though.
I missed my plane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't make that Tuesday.
The weather was so nice here, I thought I'd stay.
But you got to keep us informed.
Yeah, well, what?
What
do you want to know?
Well, what's President Carter's campaign strategy?
Well, President Carter is going to come up with another WPA program.
WPA?
Well, sure, WPA. We promise anything.
Nice and crisp this morning.
Uh-huh.
50 degrees at 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Just a hint of fall. Meanwhile, our first musical interlude on the Boone Erickson Show on this Wednesday.
Now, will Hugo admit that he planted the 500 pounds of dynamite? Or will he plead guilty to a lesser charge?
I'll bet you like to eat right.
Naturally.
I'll bet you start the morning with a fresh taste of strawberries.
Naturally.
I'll bet you had Smucker's strawberry preserves for breakfast.
Naturally.
What else? Smucker's is naturally good because it's naturally made. No preservatives, artificial flavoring, or coloring. And because you love it so much, we put our strawberry preserves in a big 18-ounce jar.
And you know, with a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
Naturally.
You know who else has a birthday today?
Who?
Arnold Palmer.
How old is Arnold?
Is 51. Oh. Actress Faye Ray is 73.
She the one that was in the original Hong Kong?
Not Hong Kong.
I mean King Kong.
King Kong.
And Charles Carrault.
Ah, Charles Carrault.
You know, CBS had been smart. They would have taken him instead of Rather.
Ah.
See that? Yeah, remember? King Kong had Fay Wray. He had her right in the palm of his hand.
Right.
Every morning before 8 o'clock, you can save a lot on long-distance rates. Call anywhere in the continental USA right now, and it'll cost as little as a dime and no more than 30 cents a minute. If you dial direct without operator assistance.
Yeah. Sir?
Yes, sir. First thing I decided when I came up here on vacation, see a baseball game in Minnesota.
Oh, you're taking in some of our local attractions,
Well, yeah. No, although I'm not trying your cooking.
Huh?
You know, down south, we got it all together there. Now, you take our chicken. As a matter of fact, you are taking our chicken. I know most of the chicken sold here in Minnesota from my home area down south.
Yes, that's true, except this one.
Is that one there in that brown and gold label?
That's the one.
My, that's Golden Plump.
It sure is.
What's it called?
Golden Plump.
Well, now, that does make sense. Where'd you say they raise them chickens?
Right here in Minnesota.
They sure look fresh.
They are fresh. On the farm today, in your store tomorrow.
Can't do that with our southern chickens. And our chickens at home aren't as golden as that. Why is that?
Well, Golden Plump chickens are corn-fed, plumper, juicier.
I'll get some first thing in the morning.
Yeah, you can get them at Applebaum Markets, Byerly Stores, and most Super Value Stores.
Mostly cloudy. Through tomorrow, chance of showers in the Twin Cities. Windy and cooler today. Middle to upper 50s, and it's been falling. It's 49 right now. Low 40s overnight.
Eddie Schwartz sends over another Boone Erickson challenge. I don't know where he comes up with these ideas.
Yeah, time after time. And our listeners, and maybe you can come up with some ideas along this line. He wants you to come up with a different kind of a name for a new business venture. Maybe an unexpected name or interesting name, like Anne Boleyn's Head Shop.
Oh, that's lovely. Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Another one that he suggests is the Gay Talese Computer Dating Service.
That should work out beautifully, yes.
Mm-hmm. Rip Van Winkle Wake Up Service?
Sure, why not? Every 20 years or so. Wake me in 1993.
The Minnesota Twins World Series Souvenir Company.
Oh, well, that'll be a big seller.
How about the Star Tribune Mediation Service.
For the flights, for the fares, U.S. Air, U.S. Air.
U.S. Air offers the most non-stops to Newark, plus direct service to Boston every business day. Business travelers depend on U.S. Air.
So fly the USA on U.S. Air. U.S. Air.
My engineer said something, my heaven's sakes, here it is, the Howard Viken Show. He had words to that effect. Welcome, good morning, I say to you, and it's not a bad day. The summer is over with, I guess. It's up to 53 degrees now. We have partly cloudy skies in the Twin Cities, sunshine occasionally. Wind is northwest 18, relative humidity 61%, and the barometer's rising from 29.86 inches. My engineer again this morning, sad to say, is Jim Erickson. And coming to town to the Twin Cities tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, Rosemarie, Helen O'Connell, Margaret Whiting, and Rosemary Clooney. Four girl four.
This old house once knew is...
Yes, at the University of Minnesota, the main campus, main Minneapolis campus, fall art classes for children will begin October 4th. Sponsored by the Institute of Child Development and the Art Education Department. The classes will run through December 13th. They're for children ages 5 through 10. They will meet Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on the campus at the Institute for Child Development, 51 East River Road. And the cost for the 10 session is $30. Here's the number to call if you want more information or want to make reservations, 373-2389. Again, that's 373-2389. Women of Minneapolis who are looking for jobs are invited to the Job Fair for Women that will be held all day Thursday at the Minneapolis downtown YWCA. That's at 12th and Nicollet. Beginning Thursday in St. Paul, the 58th annual Payne Arcade Harvest Festival. First of many events will be the parade along Payne Avenue starting at 7 Thursday evening. Other events include arts and crafts displays, a dance, a turkey barbecue, games and contests, and the Queen Coronation Saturday night in Johnson High School.
See this picture of the four girls four? Aren't they lovely?
Oh, aren't they lovely?
They're great.
They're still beautiful, every one of them.
They sure are. Rosemary Clooney, Rosemary.
Oh, yes.
Maggie Whiting.
I just heard your recording of them. They're marvelous.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Helen O'Connell.
Yes.
She looks like 26. She's beautiful.
Right.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I have a song by Maggie Whiting just a minute.
Farmland Foods Flavorlean has been declared champion of breakfast strips. Flavorlean beats all competition on counts of leanness and its touch of country flavor. Flavorlean is 15% leaner than other breakfast strips and 65% leaner than average bacon. And Flavorlean is the only breakfast strip with real hickory-smoked farmland bacon. Knock down the cost of breakfast with the 15 cents off Flavorlean coupon from your newspaper.
Can and Mess, Tuesday. It's 4:06 now on a soundtrack of the 80s CCO. 56 degrees, Jim Erickson spinning the records. Hopefully it'll be adequate. I hold out no hope for that, though. In 8 years, he's not once performed in that fashion. Also with us, Morgan Mundane, the world's greatest prognosticator. We have Backlash LaRue, the media director for Minneapolis Advertising Agency, outdoor sports editor to the show. Ma Linger, the sensuous one, and me, the Iron Man. And I'm dragging along Mr. Hartman. And we just have to get him in here now because he is sponsored by Northwest Airlines.
Here's today's sports hero, Timmy Salem. What a day he had Saturday for the Gophers, completing 13 straight passes, sparking on the victory over the Ohio U. Timmy, your first game, were you nervous?
No, really excited. I want to get the show on the road. Like I was saying, I've been waiting all my life.
Make a real sports hero. You got to do you-knows to become a top sports hero, and I don't think Salem had one you-know in that entire 4.5 minutes. Of course, the you-know award on the Cannon Mess went to Archie Griffin for having 296 you-knows and one sports hero. Archie the champ. Second place, Bill Goldsworthy, who had 240 and one sports hero. Well, it is 4:12 on CCO Radio. And our temperature is 56 on the Cannon Mess. Low tonight, 42. Variable cloudiness through tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be 62. Who shot J.R.?
Valley Fair's spectacular new corkscrew ride. Well, here's still another special attraction.
Who shot J.R.? Well, you just might get some clues this weekend. Patrick Duffy, who plays Bobby Ewing in the TV series Dallas, is Valley Fair's special celebrity guest Saturday and Sunday. Appearing in 3 shows each day, Patrick Duffy will talk about his interesting career. Answer all your questions about the hit TV series
Dallas.
We're bigger than before. We had even more.
Come on out to Valley Fair this weekend. See the special guest, Patrick Duffy of Dallas, and make this Saturday and Sunday your biggest day around. It'll be elementary. Nah, I don't want to get any comments on television, though.
No, I don't think so. I
want to comment on Cosmopolitan magazine. Ms. Mortensen, one of our creative types here at CCO, came in and she said, I know how you love Cosmopolitan magazine. She was being facetious. I don't love Cosmopolitan. I kind of like looking at it because I classify it as a female Playboy magazine. Just let me tell you about the cover on Cosmopolitan this week. It shows a beautiful young woman, and she is attired in, well, like you can't tell what she has on her lower torso. It looks like a skirt. That isn't the important part. And then she has kind of a split from the neck to the waist type see-through top on, okay? And these are the articles that they say are inside. And last, results of Cosmo's sex survey
An amazing 106,000 women replied, "How young America loves." The next article, "Why am I so tired?" The question doctors hear most, and the answers. The next article, written about on the cover of Cosmo, was, "I did it with his friends. He wanted me to." Okay. Another article, "What turns Dudley Moore on besides Bo Derek?" A surprising frank report of a man from 10. "How sexy are you?" A handy quiz. "Yes, your hands tell all," says Cosmo. "Inflation means back to roommates, how to choose the right her or him." Well, Bench, you open up to page. I'm not going to describe this page because I need the work. I got a lot of bills. The 270 in Cosmo, and they have a story on a young woman here and a picture, and it rivals anything, in my estimation, ever seen in Penthouse or Playboy. And it's in Cosmopolitan, which is a women's magazine.
I wonder what all them women libbers think about that.
Chuck Lilligren here for Anderson Holiday Inns, the We Care people. You know, the Anderson Inns are locally owned and managed. You can tell by the way they care for you when you stay with them. The restaurants at Anderson's Holiday Inns are the leading restaurants in their cities. You don't even have to go out for the finest dining. And here again, that personal touch shows. And the breakfasts are priced competitively with the fast food places, only they're so much better. They feature home baking, and all the inns have a bar or a cocktail lounge. From the innkeepers who care, the Anderson Holiday Inn in St. Cloud features Sunday morning brunch, buffets, all-you-can-eat crab leg special on Wednesday nights, and executive express transportation to the Twin Cities Airport daily. So when you travel to Mankato, St. Cloud, or Rochester, stop over with the innkeepers who care. Anderson Holiday Inns. Be sure to stop for the great food at all their inns, steaks and seafood, popularly priced menus. And in their cities, remember, Anderson Holiday Inns are the leading restaurants. The innkeepers who care about you, Anderson Holiday Inns.
Continuing our review of the new Cosmopolitan magazine here in the Canada, September 1980, they do have some rather homey articles, at least one, to take the onus off of sex, which is their principal preoccupation in this magazine. I'm not complaining, you see. I'm just reviewing, right? So, to take the onus off, they have a one-page, well, no, it's continuing on page 28, a spread on the simple splendor of bread, okay? Fragrant and warm, golden and flaky outside. Cloud light inside, dabbed with sweet cream butter, ah, the luxuries of fresh from the oven bread. Following these easy recipes, you'll be turning out lovely loaves. Ooh, there's a recipe here for wheat flatbread. Talking about that, I mentioned the other day that my friend and son, Bad Bart, has a friend now who bakes bread. And we had an opportunity at our house to sample some bread made with anise. Somebody brought it to the state fair in a huge shopping bag. I believe they left it for Boone and Erickson, because Boone and Erickson's name was on the shopping bag, and it was left back in the newsroom. So everybody took a loaf home, right? It's the best bread I think I've ever eaten in my life. Oh, marvelous. I have no idea who baked it. It was wrapped commercially, like a commercial baker would wrap it, but there was no name on it. And it was just marvelous. Marvelous bread. Anyhow, I asked Bart's friend if she could cook anise bread, and she did. It was excellent. It wasn't quite, she didn't put as much, must be anise in it. But it was delicious. I am a bread freak. I just love it. Nanook shops for bread at a bakery in Minneapolis. We buy most of our bread there. They make a great rye bread, a sourdough bread that is not as good as is made in San Francisco, but I've never tasted a sourdough bread that was as good as it was made in San Francisco. But good enough for here on Avenue. Okay? And we've moved into the Island Valley, and we haven't done any arguing because each of us likes to do little things with the car. We work with our heads during the day. We don't get the chance to do anything with our hands, so we find this comforting to our psyche, right? So we're busily washing the windows, and I'm dispensing the paper towel, and you wipe off the windows now. We have everything at our command on that Island Valley, which is unique only to Super America stations. Oil can opener, squeegee, disposable funnels for pouring oil, and like that. You check the oil, I check the radiator, you check the battery fluid level, I check the tire pressure, right? We check inside to see what kind of deals Super America has, and they have all sorts of them, and all sorts of items indoors. Check for these merchandise specials, okay? You may pick up some lawn bags now, rake perhaps, to get at those leaves that'll be falling. Perhaps you're going on a trip, toys and games, sunglasses, whatever. All sorts of sundry items at Super America, much more than a gas store. In this time of unsettled conditions, you might be cheered to know that Thorpe Brothers has sold more real estate this year than at any other time in history. Take the month of August, for example, up 69% over the same month last year. That means if you want to sell your home, Thorpe Brothers is the proven producer. Or if you're interested in real estate as a career, talk to the manager of the Thorpe Brothers office in your neighborhood. They're all in the yellow pages. That's Thorpe Brothers, the pioneer realtor with the innovative touch. The Ming case that has occupied so many Minnesotans past week or so has gone to the jury. We'll have details on the news at 5 here on CCO. CPT Corporation, the fast-growing firm in the word processing industry, is hosting an employment open house tomorrow and Thursday evenings from 5:30 to 8:30. CPT is in need of several key engineering people with hardware and software backgrounds. Invite you to stop in and talk with management about one of these exciting opportunities. That's this Wednesday or Thursday evening. CPT Corporation is located in Eden Prairie, just off the intersection of Highway 5 and I-494. CPT, an equal opportunity employer. It's 2 minutes before 5, 56 degrees Cannon.